This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. State Department is cutting the link between the U.N. Population Fund and U.S. taxpayers. A letter to Congress cited forced and coercive abortions and sterilizations, part of an ongoing and repressive program of population control in China. Nearly $33 million in funding is being redirected to U.S. aid, medical care for families worldwide. Reggie Littlejohn praised White House actions, saying the blood of Chinese woman is no longer on our hands. Judge Neil Gorsuch is likely to be the second court nomination in Senate history to be confirmed by a simple majority, the first for the Supreme Court. Republicans say they have the votes to implement simple majority, and that change is being called the nuclear option. This is Life News Radio. The participation by women in civic life was originally made possible by public restrooms for women. The loss of privacy in those restrooms and even locker rooms is being challenged state by state in the U.S. One state's story of trying to reverse such loss of privacy is told at justwantprivacy.org. Please visit and support the work in Washington State to protect women and children. Visit justwantprivacy.org. Quebec, Canada is showing its true colors as it relates to arranging early death for marginalized people in poor health. Quebec had promised courts that if Canada's suicide law were to be passed, they would step carefully. Now critics say it is more of a mad march. And a study shows that before the pro-life law in Texas was shut down by the nation's high court, abortions there dropped 20%. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.